Portland residents love shopping local, and for those who also like supporting local artists, the first annual East Portland Holiday Bazaar has got your holiday shopping covered. That's bizarre as in how bizarre, how bizarre. Artists and crafters from the east side of Portland will be showing off their art and goods, while also helping to build awareness of local artists that aren't usually featured at our larger crafting fairs. KBOO News spoke with East Portland Holiday Bazaar organizer Amisa Chiu to talk about the event and about supporting Eastside artists.
This is the first annual East Portland Holiday Bazaar, and it's a special thing because it's going to be located in East Portland, where a lot of times the art is focused more in like inner southeast or downtown. So we're really trying to pull it out. The East Portland Holiday Bazaar is going to be on 82nd Street, and it's going to be a one-day holiday market where people can find pretty affordable, local, handmade holiday gifts. And it's going to be an all-day event this Saturday where free and family-friendly, where people can really buy local.
Who are some of the vendors that are going to be featured at the bazaar?
Yeah, so this year we are really trying to center and feature artists of color, especially artists of color living on the east side, but also artists who are local to the east side. And so a lot of times when I'm thinking about the east side, the outer east side at least, it's kind of those who are around 82nd and beyond, right? And so a lot of times those artists aren't really featured in Portland proper or are not centered. And so a lot of our vendors are coming locally. They're independent artists who live and work around 82nd Street and beyond. So, for example, one of our artists is Erica Ryer, who makes illustrated textiles and hand silk screened prints and jewelry and things like that. And her daughter, Isadora, is actually one of our youth, our few youth vendors. She's 13, and she makes her a handmade, yarn poofle crowns. Another one of our vendors is Icho, who's an artist who is a mural artist, and he's done a lot of murals in Northeast Portland. I guess you would say that he has kind of a street style, graffiti style, artwork style. We have Sashiko Yoon coming in. Sashiko is an artist who does very cute and grotesque artwork, so it's very fanciful and featuring very fierce women of color, but also a lot of times these people that she's illustrating are kind of have like a macabre feel to it, like a little bit of horror with the sweetness to it. And so she's one of our featured artists. So I'm partnering with Sprightly Bean, and Yoon Poole and I are partnering together to create this holiday bazaar. And the thing about it that we were really trying to focus on is this community building aspect and really supporting our local artists. Kind of taking the smaller concept of a craft fair and really kind of trying to create something larger than that. So just maybe even so, this holiday bazaar is beyond just a craft fair, because we're really trying to pull the community together under the guise of a holiday bazaar, but really trying to connect local artists with each other and kind of create a space for that community.
You're saying that this is the first time you guys are having this bazaar. What kind of inspired you to initiate this in the first place?
Yeah, well, I'm one of the organizers for the Portland Zine Symposium. So, and Wynn has done, she formerly owned a coffee shop called Sprightly Bean that is changing right now. But they've also hosted two annual Artist Alley Comics Festivals. And so Wynn and I are not new to this whole organizing thing, but I think we really wanted to do something in the winter because most of our festivals happen in the summertime, so to break up the year, but really trying to, like I said before, like gather these artists together. And I think the idea came about, like, we were like, oh, we want to, you know, host kind of a gathering where people can buy and sell their stuff. And then, and we were like, maybe we'll reach out to about 50 people. And so it started off with that. And it's really kind of blossomed into a much larger event. So currently we have about 120 vendors coming. And the space is the Apano Jam space, which is a large warehouse space and will fit relatively snugly. But I'm surprised on how the community responded, even though it's our first year. The community has really kind of shown up and been like, wow, we really need this. We really need it, one, on this side of town. but two, a lot of the crafters weren't getting into some of the larger craft fairs in town, and so they were feeling a little bit, one, priced out of those craft fairs because they're very expensive to participate, but also the level, I guess, of artistry, they weren't being chosen. So we're kind of trying to open up the space for new first-time crafters, youth crafters, crafters of color, artists of color, East Side, East Portland crafters.
So who should attend your event?
I really want it to be really packed with local people. And so this is the East Portland Holiday Bazaar is happening in the Jade District. So right on the corner of Division and 82nd Avenue, right across from PCC Southeast Campus. And so I'd really like folks living in that area to really come and support the local crafters, because we have a handful of crafters that make, live, and create right in that neighborhood. And so it would be really great if the neighborhood could show up. But also, you know, anyone is welcome to, anyone that's interested in buying local this season. I know a lot of the focus this year and years past is kind of taking our money out of big corporations and putting it to the independent creators. And so I think this is a wonderful opportunity to do that.
So if listeners want to learn more about the Holiday Bazaar and the artists who are featured, how can they learn about the details?
Yeah, so a lot of our postings and updates are happening on our Facebook page. So if you go to sprightlybean.com/holidaybazaar and you click on the flyer that pops up, it'll take you straight to our Facebook events page. And we are expecting several hundred people to come through, and we have about 120 vendors. So it's going to be a packed event. Some of the cool features of the Holiday Bazaar is that we're going to have a doggy holiday booth. So if folks are walking their dogs, you know, getting some fresh air, they can come in, take a photo with Letty Lou, who's the owner and proprietor of Forever is a Promise, a doggy daycare center in town. So we have that. We're going to have a DIY gift wrapping station. And so for a tiny fee, if you buy holiday gifts from the vendors and you want to just wrap it on the spot, we'll have a selection of some vintage wrapping paper that you can wrap it yourself and gift it yourself. So it's going to be a really fun day. We're going to have a couple of specifically focused children's illustrators and book publishers there. And so it's going to be very family friendly as well.
So that is Amisa Chu, organizer of the East Portland Holiday Bazaar, taking place this weekend from what time?
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday, December 10th at 8114 Southeast Division Street. It's going to be in the Jade Apano Multicultural Space on the corner of Southeast Division and Southeast 82nd Avenue in the Discount Warehouse building.
Well, thank you very much, Amisa, for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you, Jenna.
For the KBOO News, I'm Jenny Yokoyama.